True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not the most fun evening for Bills fans last night.
Terrible.
And what double sucks about it is you got to wait 2 weeks before they play again.
Yep.
You're sitting on this icky.
Linger.
And there are people looking for blame. They're looking to blame something.
Yeah.
If you're not blaming the on-the-field stuff, there are other things you could take shots at. In fact, there's something we saw for the first time yesterday that I don't know why. It made me very unsettled.
What the hell did you see?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. All right, two things. So normally Tuesday, 9 o'clock, we do Where They Whine It, but yeah. It is a post-game Tuesday, so we are going to move that to tomorrow. Tomorrow, 9 o'clock, Where They Whine It. We got a double dose.
Lock it in.
Yep, Hate Mail of the Week and Where They Whine It. Tomorrow, set your phone alarm for 9 o'clock here in the break room on CMF. So that means we're going to be joined by Dan Fates from 13 Wham, right?
Fantastic.
Wrong! His flight got changed this morning.
Yeah.
So he is in the air as we speak. Mm. So we'll talk to Dan after the bye week when we'll come back and do his whole thing then. But that's okay because there's something else I wanted to discuss this morning. With this 24-14 loss to the Atlanta Falcons yesterday, there was blame to go around everywhere. The defense looked like garbage in the first half yesterday.
Mm.
Not great. The offense couldn't get anything going.
Nah.
Not great. They're blaming receivers. They're blaming Josh. They're blaming tackling. Folks want McDermott fired. But there's non-football stuff, Tommy, that people are seriously blaming for what happened.
Okay.
For example, the Bills have lost their last two games. Last week, they wore their Nike Rivalries jersey.
Mm.
Yesterday, they wore their white throwbacks for the first time.
So you're thinking they're a jinx.
There are people arguing that the Bills should not play another game in an alternate jersey all season long.
All right.
They're also starting to worry about those red helmets at home for the last
game. It's confusing them.
Yep. Well, may need that one.
The dye
we'll
and the
see.
Paint. Well, I don't know.
Oh. There are folks that are arguing. You know, Josh had his nose smashed up.
Yeah.
He has been playing with a visor on. They are saying that since Josh put the visor on his helmet, he has not been playing like the Josh Allen we know.
Oh, that
and
could
love.
Affect things, sure.
And then he needs to take the visor off to go play like Josh of old. But there's one more thing that we saw for the first time ever on a Bills sideline.
It was new.
I can't believe you didn't notice this.
No.
Kimmy, why is Sean McDermott wearing glasses now?
Great question, Pat. I had not noticed them before, if he's worn them.
Well, if he's getting older, I mean, that makes sense.
But just all of a sudden in the middle of the season?
That's how eyes go. You go to the doctor, and now you need glasses.
Okay, but
I also couldn't tell, because the glasses that he was wearing were clear, like even
the rims?
The rims were clear. So I don't know if he was wearing those hoping, like, you wouldn't be able to see them. You know, like, so they didn't stand out as much, you know? Like, was he hoping nobody would notice that he's wearing glasses?
I don't know how you wouldn't notice that. Let me tell you, they weren't subtle. He looked like the character from Casino.
Yeah.
At the
Mo Green?
Yeah, where he's just like the...
No. Yeah, they're the big, they used to call them horn rim glasses.
Yeah, you got it. Like
but they're clear.
Okay. Sean McDermott.
Mo Green.
Sean McDermott is 0-1 wearing glasses. On the side.
Okay.
And I would like to make a statement.
What's that?
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Do you agree? It's a big step for a man. Put glasses on every day.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
To commit.
Yes, because, I mean, like, there were those kids, Kimmy, remember, they had glasses when they were little. You always knew them with glasses. It is what it is. As a grown-ass man to say, you know what, I'm not doing the contacts thing. I will be an everyday glasses wearer. Mm. It's a big change.
Oh, yeah.
But I would argue, as a man, when you wear glasses, it not only changes your look, it changes your entire personality.
So, like, you just, your body, you just make the adjustments, don't even realize.
Yes.
But Sean McDermott is such a serious guy already, right? Like, he's kind of like an intellectual guy. What would his personality change to?
Okay, so your argument is people become more intellectual when they wear glasses.
Well, I think, like, there is this sense of, like, you look smarter, maybe you feel smarter kind of thing. I don't know if that goes hand in hand. I mean, I thought that's what you were implying.
No.
Was that they kind of become a more serious...
intellectual.
Yeah, in a
an
way.
An egghead.
No, I get that. I get
a four
that.
A four-eyes.
And I guess I thought he was kind of already like that. So I guess what would his personality shift
I have
be?
Found, at least in the men that I know that decided to go full-time glasses as adults, that when you put the glasses on, you become a softer, gentler man.
Okay. Well, that kind of goes to the intellectual type.
Oh, no. I mean, there are intellectuals that are aggressive intellectuals. You would disagree?
I mean, maybe there's a few, but
okay.
You tell me that we get an intellectual walking in here. I'm not going to think Richie Incognito's walking in here.
Again, you don't hang out with smart people. You don't know any smart
proof
people.
Positive.
Okay. I've never met a man in his 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever, who went full glasses, who didn't soften because of the glasses.
Like become more laid back?
Yeah, more kind, like a gentler soul.
Cooler. Slick.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
All right.
I don't know.
You just think it softens them up.
I would think they become more serious.
Do you think it makes them look like a puss?
No. That's
kind of
what
you're roundabouting.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I don't think that you can be gentle and not a puss.
Yeah, they kind of go hand in hand.
No, they don't.
Puss and gentle kind of walk together.
There are lots of tough guys that are gentle guys.
He's a tough, gentle guy.
Yeah.
You don't want to mess with him. He'll gently push you up against the wall and give you what for.
Like, I get that
you won't like it. His lips are crusty. He doesn't use it.
But never are they dirty.
Is that like kind of like the Superman Clark Kent thing you have going on in your head?
Oh, is that what
where
it is?
Like,
oh.
When he's got his glasses on, he's just a reporter.
Yeah,
he's not like a big, strong, tough guy that's going to come save the day. And then when he takes off the glasses, now he's Superman.
Is that where it came from? Maybe you're right.
I will say there's one pair of glasses. Even the toughest guy puts them on, you immediately do not look tough.
What?
Reading glasses. Because as soon as you like, even if you're pissed off, you go, I didn't see that. Where did you see that?
Well, when you,
that doesn't look right to me. You can't. Like,
well,
it's,
yeah, because
you
you're usually
totally
asking
look,
like your wife to take them out of her purse.
Yeah,
first.
Yeah, and you got to like open them up and put them on and look down, and you're still like a little baffled. Like, you just lose all respect, man.
Well, and you also have to do like the thing where you pull them down so you can
see.
That's
what I'm saying. I don't see it. You rounded it down. Where's my nickel?
They also have like their phone light on so they can see in the dark.
Yeah, you look pathetic.
All right, so with Sean McDermott wearing glasses on the sidelines for the first time, again, 0-1 in sideline glasses, there are so many options now. You know, back in the day, it was if you couldn't see, you wore glasses, and that was the end of it.
Sure.
Now, you got contacts that are easier than ever to get. You have LASIK surgery that you can get so you don't have to worry about contacts at all. I always felt like guys that go glasses now are doing it because they want the new look.
Well, it's a fashion statement.
Is that what it
kinda,
is?
It kind of like completes whatever they're wearing.
Okay. Well, are guys in glasses better looking?
Oh, some guys look 100% better with a pair of glasses on.
It does. It can change. Yeah, it can
the
definitely
right
change like, your face shape. Yeah.
I think the right glasses make you look better. It covers up more of your face.
And did you ever know somebody like the whole time you knew them, they had glasses and then they take them off? And it's not that they look ugly. They just look off because you've never really seen this person without them, that it looks kind of funny.
Oh, 100%, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, like as you start getting old man eyes, you put the glasses on, especially if they're like tinted.
Okay. Don't wear, no. Do not
wear
tinted glasses.
Do wear them.
No.
No, but not like the Elton. Not like the Elton John
ones. What other ones are there?
They're just a little smoky.
You look like an idiot. You look like an idiot.
No, because then you don't see like.
Do not do it. No. No.
Take that man's advice. Please.
My eye sockets look like two whiz holes in a snowbank, man. So like a little shading kind of helps.
Well, okay, you're talking about wearing sunglasses.
No, no,
inside.
No. These are
you know, you either wear your sunglasses or you wear your regular glasses. Do not do the half tint glasses.
I love the half tint.
Yeah, what are you, John Lennon? Shut up.
Worked for him, well, until it didn't.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't so smart.
I didn't say nothing.
Why? Sounds like a British guy from Alabama. Oh, I'd say nine.
Well, they were into the blues.
Tuesday. Duffy at WCMF, easiest way to get us on Instagram. Jim writes us, why are we not calling out the offensive coordinator? I didn't see if he was wearing glasses.
Okay.
So I don't know. Right. I don't know what his glasses situation was.
Are you – there's also a third category of glasses because I think you're going to see more and more the, like, tech glasses guy.
Oh, you mean like
the Google glasses?
Okay. Yeah. All right, hold on. He's 10 years.
Hold on. Let me slow it down for Tommy.
No, you're 10 years behind in your technology.
Well, I know. What? Google Glass.
Google Glass was – that's not a thing anymore.
Oh, what
is
it now?
Don't exist. Ray-Ban has partnered with Meta, the Facebook company.
So you got a Facebook glass?
Well, yeah. So they look like regular Ray-Bans. They just have a little camera up in the corner. And the glass – I mean, is it just a camera? Is that all it does for you, the smart –
To be honest, I have no idea.
Okay, but it connects to your phone in some way.
Yeah. What does it do? Show me where I'm walking?
I'll be honest with you. I don't know.
I already know where I'm going.
I had to go get my sunglasses fixed like a year ago. I cracked a lens. And the guy was like, check them out. And I put them on. I was like, oh, these are they're just sunglasses.
They got to be – what's the whack on those things?
They were expensive.
Yeah. You can keep it.
I wonder if that could be like future sideline technology.
The glasses?
Yeah.
So there is – fun fact. I saw this on a news story the other day. There is a deaf quarterback who plays – I don't know where – it's either college or high school football. You know, he can't hear the play calls. So he has like a visor or a set of glasses – that writes out what the play call is.
So the play comes in?
Yeah, so he can read it like that, and then it goes away, and he can just play football.
Damn.
It was really interesting.
That sounds like cheating almost.
Well, he doesn't have the ability to hear.
Yeah, but he could just look
at it. But he's just seeing what he'd normally be hearing.
Yeah, why can't they just do sign language?
Because then they'd be able to figure out if the other team speaks sign language, they could read the signs. All right, can I tell you a funny story?
Yes.
Quick sidebar, because it involves football. Yeah. 252 WCMF, Sean McDermott wore glasses on the sideline yesterday, which you've never seen. Mm. We're here talking about when a man commits to glasses later in life, it changes not only their look, but their entire personality. All right, so when I was like 20, I was on a flag football team. That's right.
That's how good your dating life was going.
The total sports experience in Gator. So we show up the first night.
Yeah.
And we were playing a team from RIT, and the team was deaf.
Yeah.
So they were just running us out of the building because their signing knew each other.
Okay.
Right? And we...
Good communication.
Exactly. So I pull everybody... Here's genius me at 20 years old. I pull everyone together. I go, listen, they're beating us by communicating. We can understand. We can do the same thing. We can just talk to each other. Just cover your mouth. Cover your mouth up so they can't read your lips, and we'll be able to do whatever we want. Unbeknownst to me, one of the guys wasn't deaf. He just spoke sign language. So we're just openly telling them what we're doing. And we didn't even realize that until like the last 30 seconds of the game where one of the guys was like, hey, great play. And I was like, oh, you too. And he's like, thanks. I was like, wait a minute. So you believe that the glasses are straight fashion statement now, that guys that choose to
go glasses. Well, I mean, they can be. I mean, and I think they can make you look better.
I mean
it's stuff on your face.
So you think more stuff on your face?
Well, no, not more. I'm not a big piercings guy. And the face tattoo.
But wait a minute. I would argue a piercing on an older guy would do more to distract from your, as you put it, pee hole in a snowbank eyes.
No, but you want to see me with piercings?
I don't know. I mean, would you look good with it? You look like you should have an earring based on the way you dress.
What does that mean?
Which means what I said.
You don't dress manly enough?
Well, I don't think that
it just seems like a trend you would have followed.
Guy can't walk in here with ruby red shoes and get judged for him with blue socks.
Wait, I don't think you think a guy having an earring makes him look feminine? I don't think that.
An earring?
Yeah.
There are a lot of guys with earrings.
Everybody has earrings.
Yeah, everybody ain't got earrings.
And that's one of those trends that like kind of comes and goes. Like remember for a while it was like having like those two big studs in your ears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have not looked.
It's a feminine look. Started it, not us.
That is an old man take, if I have ever heard it. I haven't heard that take since, like, 1994.
Yeah.
Take the earrings out of here. You look like a girl.
Where's my reading glass? Where's that on your style? What do you call that? What, are you on your period, too? You got your cortex?
Yeah, think of how many athletes have face piercings. A lot.
the face.
And I don't know how they do it because I would be so worried about something getting ripped out of my ear.
Ty Johnson, Bill's running back. Yeah. He's got one in he's got the loop in each lip. He's got nose stuff. He's got the bull.
How do you
breathe? Like when they wear
with
the
that.
Dangly earring, I'm like, God.
Bro, you make a face.
How do you breathe?
How you breathe with this in your face?
It's because it doesn't cover your hole. No, you idiot.
Like you're running around doing a dirty Sanchez.
What is wrong with you? It's a little thing in your nose.
I don't like that, and I don't like the face tattoos. They just look ridiculous. What?
Okay. Anything else you don't like? Anything else you'd like to complain about while we're on the topic?
I love
like
what else is left? What else
I
can
don't
you do
like rips in your jeans either.
Like, you don't like them either.
What? I don't care if you have holes in your jeans.
Old man walking around with ripped jeans?
No, he's right about that.
Yeah, you're right, actually.
Old man with ripped. If you're over.
You see my crusty-ass knees?
Old man ripped jeans. See
there
my
are women
crusty-ass
that
knees.
Pay for that. That's what we found out.
Yeah, no kidding. They're into his knees. No, Kimmy's absolutely right.
What's up?
If you're over, like, 25, ripped jeans are done.
Okay.
Yeah, ripped jeans are done for you. Make sure your jeans are all one color, too.
All right, it's a 60-year-old guy.
Yeah.
Doesn't want the ripped jeans. Not for him.
Okay.
Wants to get a little face art.
Face tattoo it.
It's 60. Like your dad's age or your dad's age.
Yeah.
Well,
Pop's supposed to get a little something for
but
the face.
I would worry that, like, he doesn't know the meaning behind that tattoo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What if it's base stuff? Like, your dad loves the cartoon.
Like Michigan J. Frog.
On gets one on a cheek.
Why would you get Michigan J. Frog on your face? You idiot. I think it depends on, like, where you're coming from. Like, yes, my dad as a cop getting a face tattoo would be weird.
Unless you're coming out of prison. At 60 years old, you should not have facial tattoos. Okay. You look ridiculous.
No, there are guys like, bro.
You look like you either got a bad mole or skin cancer.
Everyone you worked with on the show, the old show, if they got face tattoos tomorrow at their age, would not throw me.
Of course not. That show was ridiculous.
No, but the point I'm making is if
one guy had one on his dong.
How do you know?
He put it there. He showed it to me.
Yeah, I bet he did.
I've seen that dude's penis a bunch, man. Well, we used to travel together.
Did he have an earring?
No.
Because he's a real man's man who showed me his penis multiple times.
But we had a guy here with an earring we both laughed at all the time.
Yeah, you love that guy. You love that guy.
I do like that guy.
I like that guy. I like his earring and I like his soft hands. Anastasia. She's going to wrap it up here. I love people are looking for actual reasons why McDermott might have been wearing glasses last night. Yeah. Her theory, Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us. I think they were on because he was on the road and just forgot to pack his contacts.
Oh.
Go Bills.
Possible.
Go Bills, Anastasia.
He doesn't seem like the kind of guy that forgets anything.
He probably has somebody that packs for him, too. He's probably got
I could imagine. I feel like he's such a control freak.
I figure these guys all have flunkies that do this stuff.
Flunkies. No, I think Kimmy's right. You're going to let someone
else
touch
your
stuff.
And he has, multiple lists.
Wait, you don't think McDermott has a road flunky?
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Because you're a control freak like I'm a control freak.
Yeah.
All right. You had someone that would be like, I'll go in your house and I'll pack your bag for your next vacation. Would you let him do it?
Yeah.
You lie.
I know.
You
so
lie so hard. Why you lie?
Your shoes are not going to be in the right place.
Well, I show him how I want it.
Oh, my God. He brought me my middle-of-the-road socks, not my high-end socks. And he's got an earring, so he's feminine.
I get a feminine flunky.
Got a feminine flunky who doesn't know about socks like a real man, like Tommy Mulay. Let's take a break.
And he's dead.
Yeah, good.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know, we're used to weird political scandals from our area.
Yeah, we've seen them all.
This one's going to be the weirdest one you've ever heard because it involves a young man running for state senate that is accused of ripping off the state of New York for money using homeless people.
How does this work?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, Caleb Slater.
Slater.
Caleb Slater. He.
How old is he?
Could you Google? I think he's in his 20s.
No kidding.
Because I remember.
Just sounds like a young name.
Well, yeah, Caleb.
No, Caleb. Caleb.
Caleb.
The only reason I remember this kid's name is because of how young, if I think it's the same person, he was running for state senate. Okay. He ran for state senate out of Auburn back in 2024.
Oh, okay.
And I do not believe. I'm sorry.
So it looks like he's around 27, 28.
That's young.
All right. Yeah. So he did not win, right? If we can Google there, that'd be great. Anyway, doesn't matter. While he was running, you know, if you're going to run for office, you need good ideas, you need community support, and you need money.
Okay, so how do you get the money?
Well, you need people to donate to your campaign.
All right,
so fun fact, something that people may not know. Not only when you get donations, do you get donations directly from people, you can also get those donations matched by a state pot of money for elections.
Oh, all right, so it's like raise a dollar, you give me a dollar.
Exactly. So it's for small donations, like people-to-people donations. Like, Tommy, if you were to donate $100 to me, the state of New York would then match that and give me $100 for my campaign. And that goes for donations between $5 and $250.
All right.
I understand this is a little complicated. The reason I am explaining this.
Yeah.
Caleb Slater is accused of faking campaign donations to get more money from the state of New York.
So saying, like, so-and-so gave me money, but that person doesn't exist?
So, no, they exist.
Oh, but he didn't get no money.
Nope, he got the money. Let me explain.
Right.
Multiple individuals say they received cash or gift cards after they signed forms saying they gave $250 to his campaign.
Oh.
Apparently, those were homeless folks.
Man, there's a lot of homeless in Auburn?
Apparently.
Wow.
It's mostly your family. So, as I gave you all that information, I'll just make it as concise as possible. This man is accused of having homeless people sign documents saying that they donated $250 to his campaign so he could get money from the state, and in exchange, they gave the homeless people a kickback.
Okay, so they get a little cut.
You got it.
That's a pretty smart move.
Oh, it's not actually, because it's super against the law.
I know, but it's a smart way of
committing fraud.
Yes.
Okay. By the way, in this scheme, he's accused of unlocking $238,000.
God damn, man.
So here's the thing.
What?
It seems that this did happen. Like, there's no debate of whether or not
he
it happened.
It off. Okay.
But the candidate says he did not do this. He's blaming rogue volunteers for his campaign.
Okay,
it's out of my control.
You got it. So again, of all of the scandals that we've seen in local politics, right? Like, you know, elected officials getting arrested for crazy stuff, saying insane things, right? Okay.
Yeah.
We have now reached the point where a candidate is having homeless people forge documents to get free money from the state in a campaign they lost.
Yes.
Yes.
And kicking them stuff back into doing something.
So did he get arrested or something? Or what happened?
So right now, it's just an accusation.
Right.
It doesn't say that he's been arrested. The state's campaign financing board is investigating, and there could be either civil or criminal penalties. So he could be arrested if they find that he was
responsible. Which is nice. The prison's right there.
And you're probably going to run into some of those guys that were signing those forms for you, right?
Sure.
How do you come up with this idea?
It doesn't sound like, I mean, it sounds pretty, I think it sounds pretty ingenious.
I mean,
I always think like these people, they're hard to track, homeless people are hard to track down.
Yeah.
So like, how would they even know? It sounds smart to me.
I mean, it's not like the craziest thing we've ever heard. And that's the thing too, like, I think with especially like the like local politicians we've talked about and things that they've done in their time in office and like all these wild, crazy stories that you would never in a million years, you know, think would be a headline. It's almost like I look at that. And I'm like that could just be like a bump in his career. Like, I don't think that's going to stop somebody like that from running for something in the future.
Kicking back homeless people.
You think it would?
I don't think
we've seen crazy. We've seen some pretty terrible accusations. Not stop people.
That's a fair point.
From pursuing that.
That's a fair point.
Politics.
No, I guess if you're asking me personally, if like the hey, this person.
No, I'm not saying it should be that way.
Okay. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
He's not done.
No, it wouldn't surprise me. I guess if we see that name pop up again in the Slater. Future.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of homeless people, so
yeah.
You know, it's not going to keep getting money. Again, 252 WCMF, a man in his 20s who was running for state senate is accused of using homeless people to collect money from a state fund used for election campaigns. Mm-hmm. Lying about these people donating to his campaign, he then got $238,000 in public matching funds meant for small donor in-district campaigns. And then allegedly kicked some money back to the homeless people, gift cards, things like that. Okay. It sounds like you would vote for this person even knowing that they were.
Tommy likes the creativity.
Yes.
I'd have to see more about his campaign. I'm interested.
If the only thing you knew was that he was allegedly doing this, would that make him a stronger or weaker candidate in your opinion?
He thinks outside the box.
Yeah, the box of legality if he's guilty of what they're accusing.
But I thought that was a clever move.
I am curious.
I'm not saying it's a good move.
Well, Kimmy, how about this? Why don't you murder your opponent?
Now,
also
you see what you do.
Well, no, whoa,
you're
whoa,
doing me
whoa,
now.
Whoa, whoa,
oh, everything's got to be the New York Yankees or it sucks. Everything's got to be a murder.
I am curious what the kickback was.
I felt
like
bad
how
for
much?
Yeah.
I tell you what I feel bad for. Those homeless guys that were getting a taste.
Why, they got it.
It
sounds like they got it.
Yeah, but if I'm the next guy in line and I got the shaft because he got pinched.
The election was over in 2024. He's not going to keep doing this.
But it would be nice, though, when he's coming back around.
So, Kimmy, it says cash or gift cards, but we don't know how much. We would have to assume it's less than.
I'm wondering what the amount was.
So each candidate could probably, was it less than $250?
Every donation had to be between $5 and $250.
So let's say he goes max $250 because it's fake.
And it sounds like that's what they did.
Right. And then what do you think he gave those guys, $50?
I don't think you have to go that high.
Yeah, like 20.
20 bucks?
All right.
I mean, look, not to sound disrespectful, but you know, if you're out in the balls of your ass.
And all you got to do is sign something.
Yeah. Sign this, I'll give you 10, 20 bucks.
Yeah.
Why would you not do that?
Yeah, easily.
What I'm dying to know is if you're using homeless folks to just sign their name.
Yeah.
How did you get caught? Like, where's the whistleblower?
So somebody, you're right. Somebody had to recognize that that's a homeless guy here in town.
So, okay, but it says that.
But this is Albany.
Multiple in, Auburn.
No, but Albany is giving you the money.
Yes.
So they have to be the ones that know that something's not right.
Well, yeah, but it could also come from someone in Auburn that alerts someone that.
Could have been that. All right.
That, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, it could have been somebody who's got a family member that's homeless that said, hey, this guy gave me money to do this.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Because, I mean, that's just it. You would have to think, if the allegations are true, the reason that you use homeless folks is, well, nobody is going to pay any attention to them. They don't even really have an address.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can't go track them down for you to get popped if the allegations are true. They get, I'm home free. Here we go, $20. All right, so the moral of the story, if you're going to run for office in New York State, don't have homeless people lie by signing pieces of paper, and then kicking them back, gift cards and cash.
Because fraud affects us all, Pat.
No, I mean, it actually does.
It really does. We all pay for fraud.
No, think about this.
I'm serious.
If this guy wins the election, he wins the election.
On fraud.
Yes.
On lies.
Yes.
And we all pay for that, Pat.
I don't understand where the disconnect is.
What if he does a good job? What if he's a really good guy?
What?
Like, he does the job.
What if he's a really good guy? You mean the guy that allegedly paid homeless people to sign papers?
But he took care of business?
That's your money, by the way. That's taxpayer money.
Your money.
That is your money.
You know what? We all pay for that.
Yes!
Yes!
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.